Since a spill polluted the Dan River early last year, coal ash has become an environmental headache for Duke Energy. But while Duke, state regulators, and environmental groups struggle with how to safely store or bury more than 100 million tons of the waste, here's an irony. For other industries, coal ash isn't waste. It's a commodity they want more of. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
In a conference room lined with models of cement trucks, the president of Concrete Supply Company, Henry Batten, leans back in his chair and says he'd like more coal ash.
Absolutely, I want it. Our whole industry wants it.
Batten bought 250,000 tons last year of the same waste Duke Energy is trying to get rid of. It's used outside at the cement mixing plant, an industrial swirl of metal pipes, sheets, and catwalks. Batten points to three silos at the top. Each holds an ingredient for concrete.
One of those is ash, and then it discharges into a pipe and goes into a scale, so we weigh it up, and then it discharges it into the mixer.
Coal ash makes concrete stronger, more durable, and cheaper. Many buyers require it. And adding this old, cheaper waste byproduct that's been the subject of controversy and lawsuits into a basic building material has support from environmental groups. Scott Schlesinger is the legislative director for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The most important issue with coal ash is erosion from water. You don't want water to hit coal ash that will allow the toxic chemicals, the arsenic, and the mercury that's contained in it to leach.
That's the concern in North Carolina and many states. The ash seeps from earthen storage ponds into groundwater. Concrete, though, binds it. No leaching. But with many coal plants closing nationwide, there's less ash to be had, so the construction industry has complained of shortages. You might think this creates an ideal opportunity for Duke Energy. The company has 5 years to move all ash from four of its coal plants, possibly with more to follow. But Batten says Duke ash is hard to come by.
Duke is still our smallest source when we can get it. I mean, there were several times this year we couldn't get any.
There are two obstacles. Duke burns a type of high carbon coal, and the ash needs to be processed to make good concrete. The company says it's been less expensive to store it in the ponds. That calculus may have changed since the company has to close those ponds. But Duke spokeswoman Catherine Butler says now there's the second obstacle.
It's a scope and scale issue.
With 15 million tons of ash to move now, Butler says the company couldn't reprocess and sell enough to make it worthwhile.
We're looking at faster options that reuse a large amount. So that's where the structural fills can often be a more beneficial opportunity.
Structural fill means using the ash to flatten or grade uneven land before construction. Environmental groups have generally approved this use as well, provided the ash gets wrapped in clay and plastic liners so it won't leach. Duke supplies fill to Asheville Regional Airport at no cost and has another project in the works to refill old mines in Chatham County, although over the objection of residents. Still, Butler says it doesn't make financial sense to transport ash more than 100 miles.
Any profit or loss then is passed back on to the customers.
So Duke only recycled about a third of what it produced last year. Compare that to South Carolina power company Santee Cooper, which has reused as much as 90%.
Your preferred choice ought to be reusing it. It's like waste management in general. Reduce, but if you can't reduce, reuse.
UNC Charlotte engineering professor John Daniels.
The way I look at ash is I look at, number one, as a construction material. And the extent to which the market can't use that construction material, then you're left with disposal.
Daniel sits on a Duke-sponsored advisory panel and is looking for other ways to reuse ash. He holds a gray cylindrical brick composed mostly of coal ash and wastewater, which they've made at the university.
The objective here is to develop a material that if you have to dispose of it, you don't have to worry about it leaching. You don't have to worry about it impacting groundwater. Or perhaps you can go on and use this in other products.
Maybe coal ash bricks. Or a recent report from the state's Coal Ash Management Commission suggests in roofing shingles or even bowling balls. But Daniels and that report also say, for now, the most obvious underutilized reuse is still concrete. Duke says it'll hire a consultant to do its own study in the next few weeks, but has no plans as of now to sell any of the ash in its storage ponds to cement companies. At Concrete Supply in Charlotte, Henry Batten says he doesn't understand that.
Taking a waste product, selling it, and getting the value of that sale is less expensive than putting it in a truck, taking it to a landfill, putting it in a landfill, and maintaining that landfill in perpetuity. It just doesn't make sense to me.
But for the foreseeable future, that's still where the bulk of North Carolina's ash is headed. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.